Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't
vote.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I just have a sugar rush going on, friends. That sugar, I'll tell you what, that will change your attitude. Feel healthy sometimes. You get the point. I think you do, anyways. But anyways, I've been talking about getting over to last words, famous last words, and boy, there is a lot of them out there. Let's talk about that. People love to hear famous last words. So we'll get to that in just a minute here. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys, and they're welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can do that as well. That is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also check me out on Facebook, two different websites, two different pages, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, one fan page, one personal page. You can also follow me on my Twitter account. And again, friends, it is time to get busy. It is time to get busy. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, folks, we get calls every day. We just oftentimes vet our phone calls. And the reason we're vetting phone calls is because we have to stick to topic and, please stick to topic and don't wait for the last minute, the last segment to actually jump in on the radio show with us. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, deeds not words. And I have to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Follow me as I follow Christ, that we have the mind of Christ. You
Amen.
Get the point. He is our exemplar.
That's right. Yes. The mind of Christ, the heart of Christ. Absolutely. Well, before we kick off today's show, of course, we have to highlight our product of the week. And this week, we are excited to announce this item. It's a Deadlock, which is Bradley Dean's signature drum pad, especially for all you drummers out there. Dads and moms listening, you might have youngsters who are drummers out there trying to learn the trade.
She is bringing the cheese, friends. Let's bring the crackers. As a matter of fact, next week we are going to be in California, actually.
California.
We're going to be doing tea parties. Hopefully we're going to be reaching out to some of the younger people there. We're going to be doing some churches. We're also going to a music trade show. And speaking of the drum pad, we're going to have a new video for you, hopefully in about a week and a half here. Us hanging out with, as you know them, as the rock stars. But we're doing our job, and we're going to show you how we do it, and we're going to show you how you can do it as well.
Or influencing the influencers.
He who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. So we're going to go right up to these rock stars, because I'm endorsed by the same company that they are. We're going to bring it to them, and we're going to confront them with the gospel of Jesus Christ and let them know that they have a responsibility. We've done it in the past. We've got videos out there already. I think we've got about 10 or 15 of them, names that you may know. And again, this up and coming week in California, we're going to grab a whole bunch more of them.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can get in front of the face of some of these rocker dudes, these death metal guys, because I wanna meet the Kelly Kings from Slayer, and I wanna ask him why he says God hates us and why he has it tattooed on his arm and why that would be the last name of his last album, when in fact that's the furthest thing from the truth. But you gotta get in their face, friends. If you want to do something for God, you gotta get in their face. There's a famous preacher by the name of Smith Wigglesworth that said, hey, listen, if you want to do something for God, you gotta first get their attention.
That's exactly right.
So let's get their attention.
And you know, it's interesting because at this trade show, many of you people, you may or may not know this, but Bradley is the drummer for Junkyard Prophet, voted the second best unsigned band in the nation. Why was it second best unsigned? Well, the reason why we didn't sign is because we didn't want the dictatorship that went along with the label. We wanted to reach out to the youth of this nation, and we've done that. 350 high schools across America.
And colleges.
And colleges and universities and tea parties and oh my goodness.
And that 350 is just high schools. That's not the colleges and that's not the tea parties. So folks, we have our notches on the belt.
That's right.
Sure.
That's exactly right. And Bradley's endorsed by, you know, these different Hornet, Beatnik, so on and so forth. All these good things.
You get the point.
What we are doing is we're advertising the Deadlock drum pad, which goes specifically with his drum instructional DVD, Deadlock. It's a signature series Deadlock drum pad. It's a metronome. It goes perfectly with the DVD. What you can do is you drum on the drum pad as you're watching the DVD.
Here, let me do it this way. It goes tick, tick. Tick,
that's right. It
tick,
makes
tick.
It's got
tick.
The metronome
and so
on there.
So you just play to the tick. That's a metronome.
Exactly. It's a drum pad, a practice pad. It's perfect your skills and stay on time while watching Deadlock. And of course, remember to play skillfully with a loud noise. People ask us about that. We say, listen, the Lord said to play skillfully with a loud noise. So with the Deadlock drum pad, you are learning how to play skillfully, and the drums are definitely a loud noise. You'll find that scriptural, Bible-based authority, Psalm 33:3. You can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order, or you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. It is a $60 donation, but of course, our monthly sponsors, you Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off the product of the week every week, which equals $45. So it's a great deal. If you've already got the DVD, it's a perfect thing to complement that. Now, I wanted to give some gold nuggets of truth that you'll find here on Sons of Liberty Radio. One of them is this. It's a quote by St. Augustine that said, "The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose. It will defend itself." There's also another great quote out there that says, "Truth crushed to the earth shall rise
William
again."
Cullen Bryant said that,
There's so many different good things out there, but that was a good gold nugget of truth. And, of course, William Booth, who we were talking about, I think, yesterday, but he said, "If you want to change the future, you are going to have to trouble the present." I think you just brought that up here at the beginning of the show. But another good quote by Mr. Bradley Dean, also on Sons of Liberty Radio, is this. "Our representatives have sworn to uphold the Constitution with their hands placed on the Bible. And this shows us all who we are ruled by. No man is above the law, for man did not give it." That was
right.
Bradley.
And what makes the king, and in this situation in America, we don't have a king. This is not a monarchy. And what people need to understand is it's the law that makes the position authoritative, because all authority in our government is derived from our Creator.
Right,
the
exactly.
Declaration of Independence.
And I wanted to bring this up, too. Yesterday we were talking about the Lone Survivor show and so on.
I was just going
to
bring him up.
Oh, you were going to bring him up. Well,
Marcus Luttrell, as a matter of fact, folks, if you check out an interview he just did, it was found on Fox. It was yesterday's radio show. Mm-hmm. He basically mimicked everything I told you yesterday. And it's interesting. We hear that quite a bit. And that's what makes this a prophetic ministry, just so you know.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to highlight about that, too, is everything we were talking about on the show from yesterday, he basically confirmed the heart of what we were saying and why these men fight and the oath that they swore to uphold. He mentioned
all those things.
Everything. So check that out if you want to coincide with what we were talking about yesterday on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about famous last words. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson still survives. Who said that? That was John Adams, U.S. President, July 4th, 1826. Again, let's talk about some last words from famous people. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed. It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I got a stack here of last words that are just over the top, literally, so we might have to drag this into a second show as well. But Stephanie, you wanted to make one more point about those rockers that we're going to be confronting next week?
Well, you know, I did have the opportunity to go to the NAMM show, I think, 2 times altogether. It's a very interesting experience, you know, because you
get incredible.
All different walks of life, all different types. But, you know, some of them are nice, seemingly nice. Some of these
most
quote-unquote
of them are.
Rock stars,
most of them
you know?
Are very cool. By the way, a lot of these rock stars, friends, they will claim that they are Christians. The drummer for Iron Maiden, he claims he's a Christian.
Yeah.
Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, he claims he's a Christian. And what's interesting is they're playing their old music, and I'm trying to figure out within myself, Scripture tells us that all things old have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And I'm trying to figure out how they're promoting evil in the works of the Satan himself. Yeah. They will use these words. And it's interesting that they think that they're saved and they're on their way to heaven, yet nothing's changed.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because some of the most vile musicians you'll see out there wear the biggest crosses on their chest that you've ever seen. It's like, okay, why don't we try practicing a little bit about that if you claim that you're a Christian. But
Fashion or union.
That's right. Well, you know, I met one of these. I actually tried to get a pink and blue.
Steve Smith from Journey. I'll never forget it because it was towards the end of our walk. And Stephanie went over and pink and blue him. It's a track with the Ten Commandments on him.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked at her like a cow looking at a new gate.
And he just walked away. I think his wife or his girlfriend, the lady he was with, she was actually, you know, a little kind about it. But he was just rude. It's like,
yeah,
wow, what
I mean,
a
the guy's
rude
walking
guy.
Around like a, I mean, his head is like, looks like a cue ball.
Mm.
And he's just...
I know. You don't need to be rude.
No, not like that.
Yeah.
He didn't need to be that way.
Or just walk away from someone.
I think what happened is he didn't get his coffee that morning.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know.
I think he was intimidated by me.
Really?
Yeah.
I really do. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, let's jump over to this because I think this is great stuff. I said I was going to talk about it on Monday. Then I got caught up on the lone survivor, so on and so forth. And it was a good show. I like when we just shoot from the hip. And by the way, when we come to the radio show, we want the Holy Ghost to be the Holy Ghost. We're not trying to set any certain criteria. We're not trying to come up with a sermon so we can read off a piece of paper. That's not life. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. And Scripture tells us that we're written epistles for all men to read. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. We always want our shows to be led by the Holy Ghost. So in saying that, yeah, we get content, but it's never set. It's never a set show as to this is
like
exactly
boom,
how
boom,
it's
going
to be, line upon line, precept upon precept. No, because he's got to feed the flock.
And this is indeed live radio.
Yes, it
on
is.
On the spot.
Every time. So if we ever make any mistakes, which...
I never do.
Okay, and saying that, well,
just,
I thought...
Always
I
the
thought,
beginning of the show. See, well, you never make mistakes. You thought you did once, but of course you were wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah, but it's usually the beginning of the show.
I'll tell you who will tell me that I'm making mistakes is my attorney.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And it's like then you go around this big mountain for a couple minutes, and you pay him how much for the last 15 minutes, and then the next thing you know is you've already got it done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what always brings resolve when you're talking to attorneys or CPAs, because we're doing all of our taxes right now, friends? Money. It just seems to bring resolve.
Money answereth all things, I recall the Bible saying.
That's exactly what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes. That's right.
The love of money is the root of all evil, so there's a good balance.
Well, we have to just make sure we're doing it for the right reasons.
That's right.
Yes. Okay, so in saying that, friends, I want to give you a scripture really quick, and then we're going to get to these famous last words. In Matthew 11:20, this is famous because this is what people hear all the time. They always hear, oh, hang on a second, hang on a second. I am so sorry.
Well, I'll give you a good quote while you're looking up that thing. This is the final thing that I had here when we're talking about gold nuggets of truth, which I love so much. This is a great
quote
by James R. White, who said this: "The gospel is the means by which the Father in eternal love and mercy saves men through the redemption work of the Son, Jesus Christ, and draws them to himself by the power and regeneration and work of the Holy Spirit." Which I thought was awesome, because we're just talking about this radio show. We want to be led by the Spirit.
Yep.
The Bible says, you know, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. That's
okay.
What we want.
This is what we hear all the time, but I want you to listen to the preceding text to verse 28 and 29 and 30. Okay, we hear this. "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, children, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, when you hear that, that's how you would characterize Jesus Christ to the professing church today. Yet the Bible says that he spoke not like the Pharisees and the scribes. He spoke as one having authority.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he's not a shepherd just walking around smacking sheep on the butt with pink little booties on. That's not him at all. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. He didn't come around playing games with people. And when you look at Scripture, you can see that when he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" they started to name off the old prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Some thought that he was John the Baptist from the New Testament, risen from the dead. And when you go back in Scripture, some people thought he was Elijah. Some people thought he was Jeremiah, one of the old prophets, they said. But again, when we look at Scripture and we can go to Hosea, we can see that the prophets were sent to hew what? What were they sent to do? They were to hew sinners. They were to hew them in half with the word of Christ, to cut them down to size. John the Baptist said, "Let's lay the axe to the root of the tree." Now, does that sound like the characteristics of Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
"Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take you of my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." Speaking of meek, meek means power under control. Moses was the meekest man alive, but he was sent by God to confront who? The Pharaoh. Friends, we need to put this in context, and we need to keep it line upon line, precept upon precept, because if we take it out, we pick and choose like a bunch of pigeons picking peas, we're going to get in trouble. So I just read verse 28, 29, and 30 from Matthew 11, but I want to go to the preceding text. "Then he began to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto you," he was damning them, Chorazin. "Woe unto thee," he was damning them, Bethsaida. "For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more terrible or more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And you Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. He said, but I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. This is what he says right after that in chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, does that sound like the Jesus that you've been taught to the professing church today in America? No, because folks, you have the same Bible that the pastor or the preacher has. You need to understand when he brings these scriptures out and he just picks and chooses, friends, he's missing the spirit of what's being said there, because the whole message of the gospel is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay? That's how I'm starting off this show.
That's very interesting. Can I add a word to that?
Yes, there's an anointing on that, by the way.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I've never seen those two scripture contexts put together in the correlation of how they're supposed to be. You always
Jesus is threatening constantly.
You only hear, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden.
Oh, that believe.
You just hear that separately by itself. You don't hear the context of what he was saying throughout the whole thing. And when you're talking about this quote-unquote mamby-pamby Jesus that they have out there, you know, even in children's videos, our kids have some videos, and there's certain ones that we don't like them to watch or they don't watch because of the fact they have the Jesus who just talks like this.
Yeah, it's offensive.
Like, listen, that's
they even have videos where David's going after Goliath with this music like
da, da, da.
And I get mad about it because it takes away the spirit and the aggressiveness of the spirit of Christianity within itself. Well, scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not live henceforth unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. Right? And then he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. But we need to keep in mind that the preceding verses talks about knowing the terror of the Lord, that we persuade men. And then the love of Christ constraineth us. We need to keep scripture in context, friends. We need to keep it together, not to break it apart. That's what the sonsoflibertyradio.com is all about. Let's get back over to the last words here, friends. I'll start the show this way, but you need to understand the premise that I just laid you. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John Adams, on his deathbed, the United States president, the second one, July 4th, 1826, said this, Thomas Jefferson still survives. And what's interesting is actually Jefferson had died earlier that same day. John Quincy Adams, his son, the U.S. president as well, February 21st, 1848, said, this is the last of earth. I am content. He was content to die in Christ. We've been in that church. Folks, we're going to come back and talk about last word, deathbed statements. Interesting stuff. It's going to be pure content straight out of their mouth right when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The bad boy of broadcasting, ManCow, has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Okay, talking about famous last words here. Well, listen to this one. Joseph Addison, writer, June 17, 1719, said, "See in what peace a Christian can die."
Awesome.
Interesting. By the way, friends, they're not all God-friendly. Just hold on a second.
I have to say something, though, about yes. John Quincy. We were just recently out in the area we visited, the home of the Adams. And what the man who was giving us the tour guide, I guess you could say, and, of course, they're secular guys. They're not, religious in any way. He told us that on the tour that he would wake up and read his Bible for 2 hours before he would start his day. And, going back into all the different things that John Quincy did, trying to end slavery, so on and so forth, and all the service that he did actually going back from being president back into Congress again, because he just wanted to serve. He had more joy serving there than he did being president of the United States. But these were godly Christian
men. Humble he really was.
Very much so, John and John Quincy.
Okay, so is it not meningitis? Louisa Alcott, writer, 1888. Huh. Ethan Allen, American Revolutionary General, 1789, says, "Waiting are they? Waiting are they? Well, let them wait." In a response to attending doctor who attempted to comfort him by saying, "General, I fear the angels are waiting for you." Mm-hmm. Wow. That's powerful. Last words, friends. Famous last words. "Am I dying or is this my birthday?" When she woke briefly during her last illness and found all her family around her bedside. This was Lady Nancy Astor, 1964.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Famous last words, friends. "Nothing but death." When she asked her sister, Cassandra, if there was anything she wanted. She wanted death. Here, listen to this, folks. Scripture again tells us, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or evil." Next scripture. "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." Hmm. You think someone would want to say that I'm looking forward to meet?
I don't think so.
I mean, I want to hurry up and meet my judge. Okay, let's go to the next one. Codeine, bourbon. That was Tallulah Bankhead. She was an actress, December 12th, 1968.
Mrs. Bankhead.
Yeah, codeine bourbon. Good for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wanted to shear her conscience.
Sear her conscience.
Yeah, no, I said sear.
I thought you said sheer.
Like, no, I had an like, H in there because I wanted you to correct me and make me look real stupid on the radio. Like, that's what I wanted to do.
You know, like sheer is like, you know, when you're cutting something.
A sheet?
Sear.
No, see, now this, I'm doing this on purpose so you can feel like I'm not always just trying to put out your light
make
mine brighter.
Maybe I am trying to get a little bit sharper here. I'm paying attention.
Well, we're doing good. Okay, good. So talking about famous last words. Here's P.T. Barnum, entrepreneur, 1891. He said, how are the receipts today at Madison Square Garden?
It's interesting.
Famous last words. I can't sleep. James M. Barry, author, 1937. Wow.
It's interesting to hear what comes out of people's mouths at the end.
I'd like to hear, and I've heard this before, that when an airplane goes down, they curse God. But we know that when the Titanic began to sink, they began to sing unto God.
That's right.
So it's pretty interesting. Different times. Is everybody happy? I want everybody to be happy. I know I'm happy. This was Ethel Barrymore, actress, June 18th, 1959.
Hmm.
Talking about the famous last words. John Barrymore, actor, May 29th, 1942, said, die? I should say not, dear fellow. No, Barrymore would allow such a conventional thing to happen to him.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, just wait. It gets better. I'm ready to die for my Lord that in my blood the church may obtain liberty and peace. There's a man that understands redemptive power through the cross of Jesus Christ. That was Thomas Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, 1170.
Nice.
Henry Ward Becker, evangelist, March 8th, 1887. Now comes the mystery.
Hmm.
That's scary stuff, folks. Yeah. That really is scary stuff. Because we know, according to Scripture, where the rich man that was in hell and the poor man was in the bosom of Abraham, we know that the minute we die, we're either taken to heaven or we're taken to hell. And that's something to think about.
Yeah.
So it's instantaneous.
It is appointed unto men to die and then the judgment. So
yep, after this, the judgment.
That's
right.
Okay.
Friends applaud. The comedy is finished. This was Ludwig van Beethoven, composer, March 26th, 1827.
Hmm.
Talking about famous last words here. I should never have switched from scotch to martinis. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That was Humphrey Bogart, actor, January 14th, 1957.
You know, it's amazing that some of these, heathen folks who don't know Christ and they die, or they think they're just going to have a peaceful end. Or the party
begins.
That's right, exactly. Or they think that I just want to get out of this earth. Listen, you're trying to...
Hasten your escape to meet your judge.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, out of the frying pan into the fire, you think, well, it's bad here. Listen, you are exactly...
Like
you're going to meet your judgment where you're going to be, you know, give your account of every idle word that you've spoken,
you're gonna
every
have to
thought,
answer.
Everything that you've done.
Yep.
And that...
And there's
going
to be no counselors there to hand you drugs to try to get out of it, friends.
No,
it's just
excuses,
not going to work that
no
way.
One's
no way.
Standing with you.
Your
all
pastor's not going to give you a false sense of grace and everything's going to be okay. Nope.
And that's when I think a lot of people are going to realize what true love was on this earth, because so many times people say, well, that's just too harsh, or you don't want to offend people. Listen, true love gets in people's faces to love them enough to say, listen, I'm giving you the truth because I love you. I don't want you to stand before God on judgment day and say, well, no one ever told me. I never understood my sin before a just and a holy God. A lot of people on their judgment day is going to say, on their judgment day specifically,
yes,
are going to say, no one ever told me this. How come no one told me? My pastor didn't tell me this? It was, let's not offend. Let's not ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
And of course, when they stand before God, it's going to be a different story if they weren't told the truth.
I don't understand why people want to be lied to. A flattering tongue spoileth the soul.
That's right.
And here you have it. And we see this on an enormous plateau today in this country, that people would rather hear a lie than the truth. If that wasn't the case, then why do we have this individual still in the White House in his administration?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what Martin Luther, the great reformer, said. He said, Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should never have foreseen or once suspected, he raised up a sect as such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law of God, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Jesus Christ.
Great.
Really? Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, I was thinking about that because every single time that I do churches, this is always the word that offends these compromisers. Instead of seeking to excel, you know, like when God said to Abraham, be thou perfect before me. No, they don't like words like perfect, and they don't like words like holy, and they don't like words like sanctification. They don't like that. Because you can see what makes the distinction between goats and sheep, and God makes very clear as to that which is defiled and that which is holy. They just don't like hearing stuff like, come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and you will be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God, and I will dwell among them, and I will walk in them. No, they don't like hearing that. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. They don't like hearing scriptures like that. But this is the one they really don't like. It's found in Hebrews 10. It says, for if we sin willfully, violate God's moral law, his Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Now listen carefully. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. And when we're talking about famous last words, and they're making jokes like it's a game, mm-hmm. they're going to find out the game is over and the joke was on them.
Yeah.
Because he goes on in Scripture, Hebrews 10, verse 28, he that despised Moses' law, his Ten Commandments, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Now, this is the kicker. Of how much sore punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under the foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, were blood bought, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. Why? Because it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. But these famous last words, are they afraid? No, that's why they have to take codeine and martinis to drink away their awareness of what conscience is warning them about, the dog that is barking, warning them mm-hmm. from the impending danger of that which means to come in and steal away his soul. And what does the enemy come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. Next one. This is Charlotte Bronte, writer, March 31st, 1855, famous last words. Oh, I'm not going to die, am I? He will not separate us. We have been so happy. Spoken to her husband of 9 months. Wow. Elizabeth Barrett Browning, writer, June 28th, 1861, famous last words, beautiful. Hey, folks, there's a positive to this, too. Just let these roll out, because there's some pretty awesome stuff.
I have one that was very cool of a preacher, and he said, his what he was saying to you is, I die resting upon the, he pointed to the scripture about the blood and merits of Jesus Christ and not his own.
Yes.
It wasn't his 50 years or 30 years of preaching that he was solely resting on. He was resting on the blood and merits of Jesus Christ for salvation when it came time to the end. So it's another really good one out there.
Famous last words, Lord George Byron, writer, 1824. He said, now I shall go to sleep. Good night. Well, he's true. I can say true that. He's true to what he said. He did go to sleep. He did say good night. But once he left,
there ain't no coming back.
Nope. The Bible says that without the spirit, the body is dead. But when the body's dead, where does the spirit go? That's what he should have been asking himself.
Yeah.
But he didn't. Et tu, Brute, assassinated. Gaius Julius Caesar, Roman emperor, 44 BC, before Christ. Gaius Caligula, Roman emperor, famous last words. He said, I'm still alive. He was stabbed to death by his own guards. Listen to these tyrants. Tyrants, listen carefully. You're killed by your own. It's like the mob. I remember Bugsy Siegel said back in the 30s. I wasn't around then. I watched the documentary. He said, you don't have to worry about us killing you. We just kill our own. That's the mob. Of course. He stood there in his stupidity. And by the way, Gaius of Caligula was also responsible for bringing much torment through the judgment of God upon those that did not repent and that were partakers of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Remember they said, your blood be upon us? Well, it was, and this is one of the guys that was used to bring forth judgment. But he said, I'm still alive, as he's stabbed to death by his own guards. Wow. Charles II, King of England and Scotland, 1685. Don't let poor Nelly, his mistress, Nell Gwyn, starve. He didn't care about the populace, but he cared about his mistress. Be right back talking about famous last words, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do you remember?
remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about famous last words. And here's Charles V, King of France, 1380. He said, ah, Jesus. Yeah. Anton Pavlovich Chekhov, writer, July 1st, 1904. I'm dying. I haven't drunk champagne for a long time. See, again, people make light of this. They're making light of eternity. I mean, life is but a vapor. We're not promised tomorrow. Ask a man 70, 80 years old what it was like when he was 5 years old, 6 years old. He'll tell you it was just like yesterday. I mean, the way I think and process things, I understand John Adams, the second president of the United States, he was moved by the fear of God, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth that he hate. He was moved by the fear of God that he might walk in the light in the countenance of God. Well, then again, he sat under thousands of Puritan preachers and their sermons. And he understood that this isn't a game, so he wanted to make the most of this life before he walked over into eternity. That's a smart guy. That's a wise guy. Talking about famous last words. Frederick Chopin. October 16th, 1849. The earth is suffocating. Swear to make them cut me open so that I won't be buried alive. Dying of tuberculosis. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's torment. Winston Churchill, statesman, January 24th, 1965, said this. He said, I'm bored with it all. Before slipping into a coma, he died 9 days later. I'm bored with it all. Wow.
That was Churchill?
Yeah, that was Churchill.
Wow.
George Clemenceau, French. He was a French premier, 1929. This time it will be a long one. Yep, he's right. Called Eternity. Forever. Grover Cleveland, United States president. Matter of fact, he was president twice. 1908, he said, famous last words, I've tried so hard to do the right. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it is hard to do the right. Famous last words, I got to get the name. Lou Costello, comedian, March 3rd, 1959. Let's hear what this guy has to say. That was the best ice cream soda I have ever tasted. Yeah.
You know what's interesting, too, is the fact that you never know when you're going to go. I mean, life is but a vapor, and sometimes when you see people that die or tragic accidents or things that happen, you just think life is weird.
What is it, 144,000 people every day die?
Yeah, that's,
unexpectedly.
Yeah, and it's true because when you say, wow, all of a sudden you're there 1 minute and you're gone the next. I remember hearing a story about a man who, it was his father's birthday, and he had talked with him on the phone earlier on that day, and they were planning on going out to a dinner and stuff, and he was upstairs, and all of a sudden, boom, he just dropped and died, and you just never know when you're going to go. Heart attack, I mean,
all the time.
Accident, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a wise choice to make the right choice. At every choice that you make, mm-hmm. It really is. Famous last words, Noel Coward, that's his last name, writer, 1973. Good night, my darlings. I'll see you tomorrow. Here's another one. This one's interesting. Joan Crawford, actress, May 10th, 1977. She said, blanket, D-A-M-N. She said, don't you dare ask God to help me, to her housekeeper who had begun to pray aloud for her. Wow. Wow.
You wonder how people become so hardened.
I don't know. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it and from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. You can run, but you cannot hide, friends. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And, you know, I can just hear someone out there saying, Bradley, are you telling me that I'm supposed to be scared into eternity? Well, that's the first fruits of the first effect of the use of the law of God until the Holy Ghost begins to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, working in you godly repentance that you might be born again of his spirit, John 3:3. But when you look at what God did on our behalf, we should be thankful because it cost him everything. Namely, his son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for our sins as the propitiation for our sins, appeasement. So it didn't cost you anything. He's made the way through his mercy because he is a loving God. But you also need to keep in mind that firstly, he's your judge. Talking about famous last words. Charles Darwin, listen to this punk. April 19th, 1882, he said, I'm not in the least afraid to die.
Hmm.
Yeah. Why would he say something like that if he wasn't?
Yeah, the fool
he told
in his
on
heart
himself.
There is no God. I mean, there's so many. And, you know, going back to what you were saying just a second ago, you know, fear not him who can kill the body, but fear him who can cast both body and soul into hell, is
Luke
what the 12, Bible
4.
Says. So
Amen.
You're going back and forth and you're saying, are we supposed to really fear God? Well, it's a reverential awe and a fear of
That's
God
right.
for who he is.
Filial.
That's right.
Yeah, not
That's
diabolical.
Right.
But it does start out diabolical. Famous last words, October 14th, 1977. Harry Lillis, Bing Crosby, as you know, I'm singer and actor. That was a great game of golf, fellers.
Really?
Yeah, these are our forefathers.
Unawares.
Yeah. Yeah. Our ancestry, where we can actually touch it in our history. 1977, I was around, but these guys were out playing golf while we were losing our country.
And the point is he didn't think, obviously, he was going to die at that moment. If he's talking about a great game of golf and all of a sudden, boom, it's over with.
Yeah. Or he could have been delusional
unawares.
In his mind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. My God, what happened? This was Princess of Wales, August 31st, 1971. Diana, many people believe that she was killed in that tunnel. If you look at what was going on around it, of course, because she even said the K-15, they were out to get her. And so she told the people that her own government was going to take her out because of the divorce, so on and so forth.
That was 1997?
1997,
wow.
Yeah. My God, what's happened? Emily Dickinson, talking about famous last words, she was a poet. She said this in 1886. I must go in. The fog is rising. Huh. Jessica Dubroff, 7-year-old pilot, 1996. Do you hear the rain? Do you hear the rain? Minutes before her plane crashed. Okay, this one I can't. Okay, I'll say this in English. Isadora Duncan, dancer, 1927, said this. Farewell, my friends. I go to glory. Hmm. Wow. Man, Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Earhart. It's Earhart. E-A-R-H-A-R-T.
What part 1937. Of the United States you're from?
Last radio communication before her disappearance. K-H-A-Q-Q calling Itasca. We must be on you, but cannot see you. Gas is running low. Huh. Famous last words. Thomas Edison, inventor, 1931 October. Military time. It's very beautiful over there, he said. Edward VII, King of Britain, 1910. No, I shall not give in. I shall go on. I shall work to the end. I'll read a couple more. We're going to drag this out till tomorrow as well, friends. Got a lot more to go. But, folks, some of these people are just hard-nosed towards the things of God. Elizabeth I, Queen of England, 1603. She said, all my possessions for a moment of time. Famous last words. Douglas Fairbanks, senior actor, December 12, 1939, said, I never felt better.
Hmm.
Richard Feynman, physicist, 1988, said, I'd hate to die twice. It's so boring. That's funny.
Wow. I'm surprised that people with these thoughts would enter into their mind at the very last, going
here,
back to
Elizabeth. Here's another one. Yeah. And you can see this all over this guy, and I'm going to give it over to you just in a second here. This was Errol Flynn, actor, October 14th, 1959, famous last words. He said, I've had a hell of a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Wow. It's amazing. You know, I was just thinking about that scripture verse when you were talking about Elizabeth there, saying, what is it to a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
That's right.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, I think we're coming to the close of the show. We always want to say, for those of you who want to support our ministry and what we're doing, we're on the front lines. Like Bradley mentioned, we're going to be out in California coming up here next week. We're also going to be out in South Dakota doing some events out there, a drum clinic, community event. There's lots
bookings
of different
things going on. Bookings are available for March, I believe. So if you'd like to book the Sons of Liberty and you'd like to have us out there, the worst it's going to get, you're probably going to get a standing ovation if the Lord shows up, and that's what we want.
Amen.
That you find your faith in Him, not in men. But March is open right now. We are starting to book.
All right, that sounds good. And call 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to donate, or if you'd like to book Bradley D and the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can donate there as well. And there's also a place where you can go to bookings to kind of get the ball rolling on booking events. So it usually starts with an inquiry, and then we go out and make tours upon that. So for those of you thinking, man, this would be a great thing to have in my town and my community, don't just think about it. Do something about it because we're happy to go.
Deeds, not words.
That's right. Exactly.
Yes. So anyways, friends, check us out online. Tomorrow we're going to talk about famous last words again. And like I said, friends, some of these people are just out of hand. Looking at some of the names right now, you're going to know them. Ben Franklin, Wolfgang von Goethe. And then we got some others, actors, so on and so forth, statesmen, Thomas Jefferson. Folks, talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.